À samedi prochain, même poste, même heure et même poste. Ciao, ciao. Téléphone-nous. Hein.
Funky Revolutions for the fattest of the funk and other liberation musics. Saturdays 2 to 4 p.m. Pure funk and the shuffle of people marching in the streets. On CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Everything I do gonna be funky.
We'll be right back. bien. Je l'espère. Et j'espère que vous resterez avec moi-même, Khalid. Ces espaces du rythme international. Le funk. Les rythmes du funk à travers la planète. Ces espoirs. Ces animations du peuple. Leur son, leur bruit. À l'occasion, leur sang dans les rues. D'ici à Iran, The Mothership Connection, Funky Revolutions. Cette semaine, un retour sur cette thématique du Afrofuturism. On avait joué pendant les dernières semaines en mon absence quelques-unes de ces épisodes qui nous ont marqué dans notre deuxième série en 2019. Tout pour pouvoir peut-être faciliter l'entretien qui va nous occuper dans la première heure. Haïtienne, artiste multidisciplinaire, militante, mère de cette maison, House of Barbara. Notre invitée aujourd'hui, El Barbara de Montréal. Pendant cette série, il y a quelques années, sur le Afrofuturism, j'avais poursuivi une rencontre, une discussion avec El Barbara, qui à l'époque présentait avec son groupe Black Space une pièce afrodiasique, un voyage dans le temps, qui en elle-même, cette pièce pouvait être décrite comme du Afrofuturism, même si l'artiste, elle, n'est pas prédominée ou centrée sur cette thématique. Et on avait fait cet entretien dans un café en 2019 avec l'idée de l'amplifier, faire un projet. Ensuite arriva COVID et voilà, repoussé. Mais je voulais quand même revenir sur cet entretien en espérant d'autres collaborations au futur sur une artiste mère qui a beaucoup transitionné et qui fait couler aussi beaucoup d'encre. Donc restez bien des nôtres avec moi-même Khalid on the Mothership Connection Funky Revolutions pour un entretien avec El Barbara, une réflexion sur les espaces noirs à Montréal en outre. Et dans la deuxième heure, un album aussi qui m'a beaucoup interpellé dans un espace d'expérimentation jazz mais avec des allures de la rue. J'en parlerai plus. Je parlerai de l'album de Raw Knowledge et Janada. Sur les ondes du peuple, The Mothership Connection, Funky Revolutions. On a débuté avec Funk Quintero, un album en 1975, Travesia et La Semilla. Nous, on va se rendre jusqu'en Zambie. En 1978, pas un groupe qui nous est inconnu, ce Zam Rock, les Oscillations, un album I Can See It Coming. Voici Request to God.
Lord, give me more time to live. There are other things that I want to do before I die. I chose myself a wrong career, which I thought would benefit everyone, but in vain. And this career is music, so I got to carry on up to the end. Music. We'll be right back.
from 1976 on the Mothership Connection, Funky Revolutions with myself, Khalid, Lord Rawburn, his combo out of Belize, and Disco Connection. One of the great Calypso Soca artists out of Belize, who at the age of 86 continues to perform today in his home country, really dominated the scene in the 70s and 80s. And then before that, from 1978, the Zamb rock outfit Oscillations from the album I Can See It Coming and Request to God. Started with a little bit of Colombia in there with Travesia, the 1975 album from Frank Quintero, and La Semilla. He was all over the map in terms of going from cumbia to bachata and all forms in between. On CKUT 90.3 FM, haven't been around the last few weeks, had tried to move us to the content of our first hour today through repeats of our series, the first three anyways, of Afrofuturism. We did the first two, and then last weekend there was a bug in the system and a blues show was played for you instead. I wanted to give context to an interview that I recorded in 2019 after our Afrofuturist series with Montreal's multidisciplinary artist, musician, activist, mother, El Barbara. And then we were going to build a program project around that, and then COVID happened and it kind of fell away. So I did want to get to it and hope to collaborate and discuss with El Barbara, who has over the years and quite recently continued to have a lot of ink around her mentorship, her militancy, and her creative forms in the LGBT community and beyond. So stay tuned for that voyage. In fact, it was inspired by not only her group Black Space, but a project that appeared first in 2018, was supposed to happen again in 2020, but COVID kind of shut that out. Black Space Mission, an Afro-diasporic odyssey where she imagines returning to Earth through time. We'll get to that in a moment anyways. I wanted to go to a couple of more tracks that will lead us there, and to some of the muse of it, Al Barbara, but there's stuff I wanted to get to that have been released in the last year or so. Garage à Trois, formed in 1999, Charlie Hunter on guitar, Sherrick on saxophone, Stanton Moore on drums. They came out with an album at the end of last year called Calm Down Cologne, and I wanted to come to one of their tracks. They're on tour schedule. Who knows? Maybe we'll see them on the East Coast in a bit. In a Pro Pro on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
We'll be right back.
Based in London, this third album from Confusion, The World As We Know It, a track called Rush on Funky Revolutions. This is their third, as I say, more recent band compared to Garage à Trois that have been going, well, now 23 years. They released in the end of 2021, Calm Down Cologne, Charlie Hunter and crew in a pro on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. Well, as I wanted to get through some of this music to get us into a different vibe, and this interview I described earlier at the beginning of the show, you know, it's not often I go back in this way for an interview that hadn't been played before, but I did want to get to it, and, well, we'll get there. I have a couple of co-presentations to share with you. We'll be back right after this with our feature interview from 2019. L. Barbara interrupted our project with it, interrupted by COVID. And so just to move it forward, really pleasant conversation in a tea shop here in the center of Montreal a while back. We'll be back right into it after these or this brief message.
Seattle-based cellist Lori Goldston will be in duet with trumpet player Greg Kelly on Saturday, October 29th at La Sotarena, 4848 Saint-Laurent. Join us. Local artist Leon Lauder, in collaboration with Scattered Ensemble and En Nau. That is October 29th. Doors, 8 p.m., 4848 Saint-Laurent, downstairs. Tickets online, $12, $15 at the door. Lori Goldston has played with the likes of Cat Power, Nirvana, David Byrne, and has a thriving solo practice. This is an Everyday Ego, CKUT Radio, Howell Arts co-presentation.
What is it about being a space commander that provided the explorative space, or what did that role or that imagining allow you to do?
Merci. What's your question? A space commander. Well, I'm a boss ass bitch. Like.
Thank you.
nice conversation. What if they come and ask us what we want?
They'll be part of the interview.
They'll be part of the interview. So should we start with this?
We can do that, right?
Do you know what you want?
I do. There's a tea I will have. So, beginning in April. Bonsoir.
I know.
Après, je sais parce qu'on fait un autre. On vous identifie pas.
Moi, je prends de la peau. Est-ce que vous avez suggéré?
Est-ce que vous vouliez des théières, des gens infusés?
Pardon?
Est-ce que vous vouliez des théières, des gens infusés?
Ah oui, pourquoi pas? Merci.
Je vais demander qu'on garde la cloche.
Ah oui, oui, oui.
All right, so beginning of April 2019, Jaylee Sparber. Thanks for taking a little evening.
Right, yeah. I realize that my name may have been a confusing topic over the course of the last few years, because as much as I've transitioned physically and medically, I've also gradually transitioned name-wise. And so I've gone from, like, Jeff Barbara to J. Elise Barbara to Elise Barbara to L. Barbara, so people are a bit confused as to what my name is. Most people call me L, and I tend to refer to myself as L, especially within the context of, like, the music that I perform with my band, The Black Space. So you can call me L, but Elise is fine.
I'll do L.
Okay.
So I was explaining to you before we started recording where I was coming from, and I saw your show last year, and I had it in mind. And when I started this series on Afrofuturism, I said, well, that's an evident artist to go and talk about Afrofuturism with. And then I came across some of interviews with you where you actually said, no, that's not what I'm doing. It might have some of the features, but that's not where the idea stemmed from. It's not what I'm trying to do.
Right.
And so I thought that was really interesting, because some people, I mean, the term can be so large, right, and that it almost defines almost anything, as long as there's one element of something that's tied to Afrofuturism. And so I thought, talking to somebody whose piece could easily be, you know, framed that way, and it sells, but refuses that, I thought was really interesting, and perhaps to bring us back to different ways of looking at it, not confusing, you know, a whole, you know, variety of practices and ideas with just that term. So I thought at this point it'd be really interesting to speak with an artist in Montreal who has thought about these things and about the ideas that are independent of Afrofuturism but have been part of these traditions of creating art, creating music, performing, defining oneself. And so I wanted to have some of your ideas on that. So maybe we can just start talking about that project and then where you're headed.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, yeah. This is a bit stressful because I tend to contradict myself a lot, and I don't remember what I said in the interview you read last year. But yeah, what about the project? Well, once again, I'm L, Barbara. My main, or should I say sole current musical outlet is called L. Barbara's Black Space. It's a band made of black musicians in Montreal, and the concept behind the musical group is to sort of like decenter blackness as it is commonly viewed or consumed. So yeah, from a contemporary perspective, and yeah, that's it. And so, like, there, it's my songs. And we've played a few shows around the city in the last few years. Still in the process of, I would say, pretty much done recording, but editing and mixing an EP and an album. And we put on a show. I was asked by Michael Toppings at Montréal Art Interculturel to put on a show after Jacob Wren. I believe it was after Jacob Wren invited me to be part of one of his performances, say 2 years ago. So yeah, Michael Toppings invited me to like put on a show, to put on whatever I wanted at the Mai, and I decided to make it something of play opera. I don't really know what it is. Like, it's a hybrid of like different performance genres. So yeah, we put on this show last year in April of 2018. And yeah, the show was like made of the songs that are going to be found on the long player on the album that I'm currently finishing, that I've been finishing for like I don't know how many years. And yeah, that's it. And do you want me to tell you what the show consisted in?
No, I think like I mean it's a visual interplanetary voyage exploration with a funky soundtrack. A little bit more than that, but I mean the soundtrack, the funk and the groove is there. Mm-hmm. And I mean you had a complete lighting, set construction, the spaceship, the visuals, the film, the lighting, and they all worked together. And it was a really funky show.
Okay.
It was a very funky show, I thought.
Thank you. I appreciate hearing that.
That music carried the narrative very quickly along.
Mm-hmm.
And I found it very interesting because, as I say, in describing it like that, you can go, okay, well, that could be absolutely interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And yet I understand that it was more the concept of black space. That is the process, the idea, the
mm-hmm.
right? You are given this black space, a theater space.
Yeah, a literal black space, yeah.
Which at the same time reflects, I understand, that the group is called black space. And mm-hmm. you were trying to present a perceived black or blackness differently in a certain degree.
I mean, it's what I tried, it's what I implicitly try to do within the context of the black space itself, whether it's like in the show or outside of the show. It's like who we are, not to be dismissive of like more conventional forms of blackness in artistic or musical expressions, but that's not our lane. And yeah, like when Michael of the Mai asked me if I wanted to put on a show, I thought to myself, oh my, well, they're giving us a black box. It'd be a shame to put on a regular music show. We're going to have to do something. I felt compelled to do something that like goes beyond that. And being in a black box conjured up the idea of like being in outer space and being in a black space, which is the name of the musical group that I lead. So everything sort of came together quite easily without even like me not referencing but like thinking of like Afrofuturist like historical references. It was just like a natural thing for me to imagine myself as a space commander, like the leader of like a space mission. And so that's when I called on a few people to work on like sound design and like visual design, and I collaborated with this incredible team. I feel like we put on an amazing show.
Funky Revolutions on CKUT 90.3 FM. Our interview with L. Barbara.
Yeah. What is black space?
Mm-hmm. Black space.
You're saying something with that. It's
yeah.
not just the name of the band.
Well, to be honest, I didn't think of it for too long. I feel like someone else might have even like referred to what we were doing at the time as like a black space, like a black in reference to like current like a lot of buzzwords you find in like academia and beyond. Like people think of like safe spaces, and so we're thinking of our group as a black space because the way that I've evolved as a singer and artist on the music scene is I've mostly been surrounded by white people due to me mostly evolving in scenes that are more indebted to like rock genres that like white people play a lot, or that you don't find a lot of like black or POC representation in, and so yeah, that like my evolution as an artist who often found themselves like to be the only black person. Probably has had an impact on me wanting to create a space in which, like, I wouldn't be racialized, where I would, like, normalize my blackness. And so that's it. But the idea of the black space came from somebody else named James Goddard, who co-wrote the script of the show that we put on at the Mai, and who knows sci-fi and especially Afrofuturism quite a lot. It was a no-brainer to ask him to co-write that piece with me, and it just happened like during a drunken conversation we had at what was called Drones Club, which is Drones Club, which is now Siberia in Montreal, and he just said to me that we should put on a band made of only black people. And so when my previous band broke up, the band I performed with as Jeff Barbara split up, I just thought that it'd be great to like reboot with only black musicians, which has been a challenge. And I found a lot of power, like a lot of empowerment in doing that. And I'm sure that to an extent it's something that like other musicians that have been part of the black space have felt as well.
Purée de pêche, à la vie t'empêche, to have it your way. Can you
taking us into our second hour, Montreal's own El Barbara, the second from, a single flip side, Peach Puree, from El Barbara and Black Space. On CKUT 90.3 FM, this is Funky Revolutions. We continue with this interview, recorded originally in April of 2019, as we're doing an Afrofuturism series, which you can find in our archives on our programming site here at CKUT. But equally, a project that kind of got postponed. She's not an Afrofuturist artist as such, but this piece, The Black Mission, an Afro-Diasporic Odyssey, performed originally in 2018 was a bit of Afrofuturism, especially with the collaborations of James Goddard. And we'd expected to do something with the interview. Perhaps I had visions of amplifying the work, and then COVID hit, and then we just never got around to it. I wanted to kind of do it. She continues to have an important impact on the trans scene here and beyond in Montreal, with the House of Barbara, among other things. And we impatiently wait more recorded music. On CKUT 90.3 FM, I continued talking with El Barbara about this notion.